علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the sermon number 76 in Nahjul Balagha. And here Imam Ali alayhi salam explains to us certain things that lead to his mercy, to the mercy of God, where he says, Rahimallahu mra'an sami'a hukman fawa'a. And then he goes on to explain other factors also that leads to God's mercy. So one of them, the first one that we're going to discuss about today, is this one where he says, may Allah have mercy upon the person who listens to a wise statement, a statement of wisdom and firmness, and listens to it and retains it. That means he listens to it carefully and tries to retain it in his mind. Sami'a hukman fawa'a. He listens to it and retains it. In other words, he pays attention to it. He tries to give effect to it. He ponders upon it. He does something that statement doesn't go away. He allows that statement to have an effect on him. And not that it should just fall on deaf ears. So this is a very important statement, and this is a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy can engulf and encompass someone.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Allah's mercy encompasses someone who sami'a hukman fawa'a, listens to a wise statement and then he retains it. That means he pays attention to it carefully. Now, the first thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions is sami'a hukman. He listens. And you see, the listening ability is one of the very important ways through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates to human beings, you know. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about the Quran, he talks about it as something that is supposed to be recited. Why something is recited? Because it can be heard, you know. Waqra ma tayassara, read the Quran, recite it. Okay, warattil al-Quran tartila. Okay, yatlu alayhim ayatihi, O Prophet, you narrate to them the verses, tell them about the truth. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell them. So notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the tool of our ears and our hearing capacity a lot. He gives it a lot of importance. That's why, for example, he talks about the Quran and says that this is qawl, qawlullah, let's say, or this is kalimatullah, kalima, or qawl, a statement, a word, something that is recited. You see, these things are important. And this is because of the crucial position of the ability to listen. Listening has a certain effect that seeing probably doesn't have that particular effect. These are two different ways in which we receive information. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم. He is the one who caused you to come. He originated you. He caused you to exist. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And he made for you, what did he make for you? السَّمْعَ, the ability to hear, وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ, and the eyesight and the hearts. So listening is very important. In fact, in this verse Allah first says سَمْعَ. In a way, probably it's giving us the important, showing us the important role of the listening capacity in the process of guidance, in the process of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person listens, he has taken a great stride towards achieving guidance.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that listening, that you should listen, and that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, for example, he really complains about those people. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears but they do not hear with them. Allah complains about them. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, does it mean that people who listen to just anything? No, of course not. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not follow that which you do not have knowledge about. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ. Why? Because إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ. Because your listening capacity, your hearing capacity, وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ, and your ability to see, and your heart, كُلٌّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. All of them will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to what you followed. You listened to this and then you followed. You saw something, you followed without thinking about it. Your heart just told you something without really thinking, pondering upon it. You started to just follow something. Of course, it's a mistake. So it's not just about listening to anything. That's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, he says in this particular statement, Rahimallahu imra'an sami'a hukman. A human being or a person who listens to hukm. Not just one who listens to anything. Now, we need to understand now what is this hukm. When we understand what hukm is, that's when we will appreciate the fact that Allah has stressed so much on the issue of listening. Of course, when we talk about listening, we need to be careful because sometimes some things are just sinful words or statement. Those, of course, we don't have to listen to those things. Some are not sinful, but they are useless things. We should try to avoid them. Some are mixed with incorrect information and wrong information. Here, we need expertise. Some are useful and correct, but they need prerequisites. They need a process, a learning process. Some are good, but then they don't have really practical benefits. So you see, there are different types of words, and how we listen to them is very important. Inshallah, we'll work on this in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi وبركاته.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه